Good morning. It's the 21st of January. I'm going to read to you an exhortation from Brother Harry Tennant, which is based on tomorrow's reading in Matthew chapter 24. But this exhortation will probably take us 3 days to get through. The Olivet Prophecy is the most extensive explanation of prophecy made by the Lord Jesus Christ before the book of Revelation was given to John. It is to be found in 3 of the 4 Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. The circumstances, as recorded by Matthew, which gave rise to the prophecy, are interesting in themselves. The Lord had pronounced the doom of God's house in Matthew 23, verse 38, and had said that they would not see him again until they proclaimed, "Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." That time has not yet arrived. Jesus walked out of the temple with the disciples, who drew his attention to the remarkable buildings of the temple complex. Jesus responded in a totally different vein. "Amen, I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." This was a devastating pronouncement, even more devastating than the disciples realized, though they understood he was referring to the destruction of the temple. What they did not realize at the time was that if the temple was to be destroyed, then the whole Mosaic system of sacrifice would come to an end. The group descended into the valley of the Kidron, crossed over, and climbed the hill on the other side where they sat down. This was the Mount of Olives, and the temple, one of the then wonders of the world, shone in all its splendour over against them. But the Lord God was forsaking his house, and would soon rend in two the veil of the temple. In another 40 years, the temple would be on fire and would be razed to the ground. Later still, in the reign of the Emperor Hadrian, Zion was ploughed as a field, as foretold by Micah the prophet. But the doom of Zion brought no joy to Jesus. The Spirit's record through Luke tells us that as the Lord spoke of Jerusalem's fate, he wept. That's Luke 19, verse 41. She had missed the time of her visitation and had rejected her man of peace. We should take note in our own age and not rejoice in calamities, which is denounced in Proverbs 17, verse 5. The disciples were stimulated by the words of Jesus and asked 3 questions. "Tell us, when shall these things be? What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" These 3 questions the Lord proceeds to answer and goes well beyond the disciples' first thoughts. He deals with 2 principal events, interweaving his words concerning them as if he is describing a single event, even though they were to be separated by at least 1,900 years. He spoke of the fall of Jerusalem to the Romans, and of the time when the city would be revived, in readiness for the day when she would say, "Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." The answers that the Lord Jesus gave were not simply expositions of prophecy. They were designed to prepare the disciples for the dramatic events which would sweep over them. All of the stable things of life would be shaken, even the new things in Christ. To have been left in ignorance could have devastated the faith of many disciples. First, the Lord warned them to watch out for various signs. There would be false Christs, false prophets, with great signs and wonders which would be very powerful. There would be wars and rumours of wars, strife amongst kingdoms, famines and earthquakes. The gospel would be preached throughout the world. The abomination of desolation would stand up. The disciples would have to flee. With those warnings in our mind, we will leave Brother Harry until tomorrow. Thank you for listening.